70 years ago this week, the Korean War ended with an armistice, not a peace deal. North Koreans have marked the anniversary with huge military parades attended by Russian and Chinese delegations. In South Korea, veterans of the war honored the fallen. NPR's Quill Lawrence spoke with some Korean War veterans here in the U.S. about what this moment means to them.
Even if they lied about their age to enlist, the youngest Korean War vets are now pushing 90.
My name is Robert W. Greer, Sr.
Robert Greer served 11 years in the Air Force in Korea and then Japan, but his memories are dimming. His son, Robert, is now his caretaker.
Dad, you were telling me earlier about the black soldiers and they're getting promoted.
That memory is still sharp. Greer joined just a couple years after the U.S. military desegregated.
Black soldiers didn't get promoted very much back then. It was always in the lower ranks.
Greer eventually made captain. He has just one memory of the armistice in 1953.
You were happy about it?
We were not happy.
Oh, you were not happy?
No. Didn't make it lose things. We thought, figured we lost that.
They felt like they'd lost. Korea didn't end with victory or surrender or anything Americans back home widely understood. It's one reason Korea is called the Forgotten War by some, not by Colonel Warren Wyden.
We don't call it Forgotten War. We call it Forgotten Victory. We saved South Korea from becoming a communist country.
Wyden says it might not have been clear at the time, but it sure is now. South Korea is democratic and among the world's leading economies, while the North is an impoverished, brutal dictatorship. Wyden just wishes they'd held more of the Korean Peninsula.
I think General MacArthur was a...
General Douglas MacArthur won and then spectacularly lost most of northern Korea before the ceasefire line was drawn.
Now, don't get me wrong. The peace treaty was welcome. Because that meant that the Marines and the soldiers were not getting killed anymore.
At 94, Wyden is president of the Chosen Few, a group of vets who fought at Chosen Reservoir, a freezing 17-day battle with the Chinese army. Membership is now being gradually passed on to the next generation.
But I actually had no idea my dad was involved with the Chosen Reservoir, and they didn't say one word about it.
Nancy Weigel's dad, Gerald, was a Navy corpsman, a medic. He died in 2018. Like many Korea vets, he didn't talk about it much for the first few decades.
The World War II vets had obviously been celebrated. There was a clear victory. And when these guys came back, nobody even knew what Korea was.
That came later, as Korean products and culture spread across the globe. Her dad was one of many Korean War vets who was invited by South Korea to visit Seoul. Nancy is now a legacy member of the Chosen Few, carrying on their stories. And of course, the U.S. military has another legacy in Korea, the hundreds of thousands who have served there since. Welton Chang did two tours in Iraq, but his first deployment was Korea.
I was there when North Korea detonated their first nuclear weapon.
In 2006, a good reminder that the countries are not at peace. Chang says he could feel the importance of those who came before him.
I think older Koreans were often the ones who would come up to us, you know, on the street or hiking a mountain somewhere and shake our hands and say thank you. It was always super awkward because you kind of have to remind them that, like, I wasn't even born when any of this stuff happened.
70 years later, U.S. and Korean troops are still looking across that ceasefire line, a physical reminder of the war and those who fought it. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.